Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that burden flow. Father Fortin bears grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, paint skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing all the new crew. We got the patio life. Good time, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It is
hump day.
Marty gets a lot more excited about that.
I'm pumping. We have been so locked in. I didn't answer because I had no idea what day it was.
I didn't either. Well, like, I got to tell you, you know, we weren't even kind of like last night. Wasn't going to do a show tonight, but hey, here we are. We did it. We got it. We got it going. You'll have it for about an hour or so. But we got a lot to talk about. One reason we want to do the show tonight, kind of a lot of stuff going on in the news. The winter storm still lingering around. If you're in North Mississippi, you have had a heck of a week. We think we had it bad. There's people still stranded on the stinking interstate for like 10, 12 hours at a time. Government shutdown's been avoided only because of the ice storm.
I didn't know that was happening.
Until I got to looking for stories for today. We got that and a whole lot more. Jamie and Gary, I think, might have a tussle over the Second Amendment. But here's the Second Amendment ultimist.
He wants to kill babies.
I need some sound bites, and I'm going to make sure it's that.
Gary loves killing babies.
That was established 2 years ago.
Okay, so hey guys, glad y'all are watching. It has been hell week over here fighting the ice and the snow, and not that kind of ice, just kind of falls from the sky. So
you've been fighting ice?
No, they just kind of
fall. No, okay.
Look, that's fine.
So at your workplace, when y'all holler, look out for the ice, everybody
no, we don't say that. We say look out for the frozen precipitation.
Frozen fall. DW's in the house. Look, DW looks better in this camera than he did earlier. We would have some color.
His makeup on.
It's all a facade. I forgot what I was going to say. We were just talking about something that occurred a long time ago. I was going to say if you were a follower on the show.
The baby.
If you Gary know about that, you
hating baby. He wants to murder baby.
Donnie, you're on my side on this.
I was.
Yes, he wasn't. Donnie as well hates babies.
I still stand with you on that.
We stand.
And he totally
together.
But it's just white children. They were killing.
But hey, glad to have you guys.
I think it was all children.
Like Jamie said, a lot of ice out there. Be safe.
And Gary, he's the man we've been talking about. Right?
Greetings.
He didn't even have a mic in front of him.
I did not have a mic.
It had been so long since he joined us.
Yeah, my mic had disappeared. You know, it's sort of crazy. It was twisted. I got it twisted.
So you mean you sit there for about a minute without a mic in there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Actually, it was longer than that. You were talking and it's about to go to Donnie. And I'm like, Gary, he goes, what? He's looking around. Guess what? Oh, where is it?
So he had his mic pulled too. No mic.
No,
it
was it would have gone to the light over there against the wall.
It's like we took it from him, like you would a controller from a kid. Let him think he's playing.
Yeah,
fake mic.
Next guy you show, he let me think I was playing games as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
They give me
the controller. Well, we make him think he's on too.
I just want everybody to know that Jamie
loves babies.
Loves babies, but he wants the government to be your dominatrix. That's what he wants.
Yes.
What government?
You should be harder, Daddy.
That's exactly what you want, baby. I know.
Wes.
Hey, how's it going today?
All right, that's enough. Let's move on. Wes, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be out in civilization.
Yeah, been shut in.
I've been shut in since Friday, yo.
Look, raise your hand in this room if you've been not left the house since Friday.
Wes, okay, why are you hollering?
Oh, Gary, too?
Gary, too?
The whole side of the room. Wes literally sent a message to the group yesterday. He goes, all right, guys, who all's been out and about? I said, I have not been out and about every day.
As the snow was falling, now this is Saturday, so after the first round, it was cold, man, blistering cold.
We got a few
adult beverages and just hit the back rows, just riding.
Mm-hmm.
Just casually drinking and driving.
No, we weren't driving.
Just casually.
Mac was driving.
Mac was driving. He wasn't drinking at all.
It's common.
There was no firearms in there either. So look, we're riding the road, and I told Terry the story earlier. We're off of Buck Lake Road, and I said, big old massive black thing in the middle of the field. We stopped and watched it. Kids pull up their binoculars.
Was it that guy you see on all the coffee cups?
Not that big. But right then, a bald eagle takes off.
Oh, dang.
How cool. Carrying a snow goose.
Oh, crap.
There's like, it gets like 50 feet in the air, and the snow goose just falls.
Did the snow goose, was he like, was he already dead?
Oh, he was dead.
Back. Bald eagles are big birds.
They are massive.
They have a lot of nests around here.
I didn't realize there was nests around.
And I still can't figure out where you were at, over off of, where were you?
We were on Buck Lake. We were on Buck Lake, just right past
the church. The big nest, I know it's Shell Lake. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's one on the lake somewhere, but Jerry, I know there's a big nest.
You probably see them on the way to work all the time. Really? Mm-mm. There's a, I can't remember what little town that is you go through, but there's, we always see
bald. Now, I'm going to tell you the strangest thing I ever saw. This was, Sam was a baby, so this was 15 years ago. I'm driving around late asleep.
A bald eagle carries Sam off.
No, this is cooler than a bald eagle. I come up on this road coming into the River Trace from the backside, you know, come off of Mound City. Mm-hmm. And we were riding because I was trying to get him to go to sleep. Ginger was somewhere. And up in front of me is this big animal in the road. And I'm like, that looks like an owl. And as I get closer, this owl's massive. And he takes off, and it was a snow owl. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they are not normal in this area. No. And they only fly here like very rarely. And it was pretty cool. And I didn't have my phone out to take a camera.
Was he delivering a letter? Hmm? Was he delivering you a letter from the Hogwarts?
Yeah. No, but
I got a crazy story. They nerded on it. I was going to ask if he had a blow pop.
That's a normal owl.
No one ever believes me on this, but you know, if you go Waverly Road, that right, the back way to Horseshoe, that big curve where you slow the big S curve. So me and Amanda, there's an old tree to the left. Me and Amanda were driving to our house out at the lake. And I kid you not, something took off across the field and I didn't know what it was. And it was a monkey.
There was a monkey loose over there.
It was a monkey.
There was like a
monkey.
Chimpanzee.
No, like a little, like a
little
a baboon. Like a spider monkey.
It was orangutan.
Oh,
that'd be hard
like a real monkey.
It was real friggin'.
Yeah, somebody let a little monkey go. A spider monkey.
It didn't last through the winter.
Yeah, don't let that spider monkey get the Mountain Dew. You're going to be messed up. I'm going to tell you that.
I picked Allison up from softball the other day, and she says, Dad, why is there a pelican?
Pelican,
like a pelican. Ain't no pelican. Ain't pelican. There's on the coast.
Crane.
It was a crane, y'all. It was a crane. And I'm like, I'm trying to find a pelican out there. Like,
it was less believable than a monkey.
It was unbelievable.
I mean, maybe that's a crane. Please, she said, not the pelican. She argued with me.
A flamingo. I'd believe flamingo before I would.
Yeah, I would.
Those are massive birds, man.
Pelicans.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like.
Have y'all? Did y'all remember seeing seagulls as a kid at all?
I see them out like here all the time.
Go to the dump. They're all over the dump.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never remember seeing them.
But if there's no sea around, they can't be seagulls.
They're river dump gulls.
They look like a seagull to me.
Look, I see them all at South Haven Walmart all the time. You see them all the time there.
Seagulls at
Walmart? They fly eating them fries and stuff, whatever they drop in the parking lot.
Massive winter storm has struck most of the United States and still remains intact. But our friends down in North Mississippi probably got hit the hardest. Ernest Peacock, I talked about last night. He spent 14 hours, I think, stuck on 78 trying to get home.
He was just sitting there, or was he
sitting
stuck?
No, he was sitting there.
Oh, okay. The interstate was stuck.
Yeah, apparently.
We're gonna find out what that four-wheel drive does.
Oxford, our friends down in High Cotton, they'll probably be a month for they'll be back over.
They're in bad business. Shape.
Their whiskey don't spoil. We might need to go.
Well, we could go rescue it for them.
We could go rescue it for them. We're putting together a rescue mission.
Yes.
We have a rescue team.
I spoke to my boss earlier today, and he's in Eastern Kentucky, and they have something called a a freeze quake. So they
is that like when trees explode?
Yeah, it's similar to that. So like they had it rained on first.
Okay.
And they said what happens is the ground gets so much moisture and it gets a rapid freeze that expands underground.
Oh, cool. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, so he said it shook their house.
I've never heard of that.
Freeze quake. And he said they've had a couple small ones since then, but it's just rapid because it got cold quick behind that front.
Yeah, and you know what? It's going to be really cold again this weekend. I'm not sure this stuff.
And then next Friday
out for a week.
Next Friday's 50 degrees.
Oh, is it?
Yep. Well, I'm so looking forward to that.
That'd be
very
nice.
Very much looking forward.
I feel like that would have been a question in Terry's. Is it real? whatever.
Freeze quakes. Freeze
quakes. I'd have been like,
I wouldn't even make that up. I know, like, that's bull crap. We'll see. We got some more real laws we'll talk about in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look, we survived. We didn't lose power. Actually, for the most part, was unscathed. Although still, our neighborhood is hard to move around in.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Look, I didn't even know this was headed this way. The government shut down. Let them shut down, right? I mean, I don't know if we care. Maybe they'll defund everything and we can get back to something normal. But Senate vote delayed due to the storm. It didn't just ice the roads. It closed federal offices in D.C. They now will be delayed until Friday, January 30th. Are you guys worried about a shutdown? We've been through so many of them.
We got a friend who struggled through the last one. I hope it doesn't happen.
The only people it affects, really, are people who work for the federal government.
That's it.
I really don't care what happens. I mean,
I'm not going to any national parks.
I mean, what? Going to Yosemite Sam.
IRS won't be able to process your refund.
That's one thing I'm wondering about.
I'm going to pay them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they'll be open by the end.
Look, what sucks is all the people out of state.
Without a federal government outside of protecting us, what do we need them for?
I imagine if somebody attacks us, they're not going to be like, we're shut down.
No, I mean,
they still pay the military, though.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I think
didn't Trump pay it last time? Somebody paid
them. Yeah, Trump made it legal or made something happen where they paid him last, paid military. Yeah. I think he also got a big donation. Didn't he also get a big donation or something from somebody?
Yeah, I think Elon maybe some billionaire paid him.
I gave him a big donation, too.
Somebody said Greenland attacked us. That's why we got all the ice. Yeah.
I think Jamie's made that comment.
I got it from our friend Yonku.
Okay.
Oh, Yonku.
That's why they texted with all.
We went by his house today. He went home.
He was in Georgia. He's probably flying somewhere, or stuck somewhere,
or stuck somewhere.
Yeah. He rode through his yard.
UPS plans cut 30,000 jobs, closing facilities, blaming Amazon for taking away some of their shipping activities, but then Amazon turned around and cut 16,000 corporate jobs. I think a lot of that has to do with AI. We are hearing of so many jobs.
Some of us are being affected directly.
I'm telling you, when things go bad, middle management disappears quickly.
Quickly.
I have seen it multiple times. I've worked at a very big corporation before, and every year when it got down to, you know, the what they call the end of the fiscal year to make that publicly traded company look better, middle management got fired immediately. Like, it happened twice in like consecutive years. It was insane.
You know, talking about delivering. So apparently in our town, they're now requiring, the post office is requiring everybody to have a mailbox at the street. I'm pissed about it.
I bet you mailbox.
For the safety of the mailman.
Okay. Because so he don't have to get out of the car.
Yep.
But what they'll do is they'll get rid of two or three mail people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mail persons.
Well, they have mail sacks. I don't know.
not all mail men have mail sacks.
They may not.
Let's see. So we just had the snowstorm. There's a space storm now. Largest solar radiation storm in 20 years. I thought we had that the other day. Maybe not. Is headed this way.
Well, if TV is or movies have taught me anything, that's where superheroes come from.
Yes. I'm going to stand out there shirtless. And be out there. I will. I'll be out there shirtless and like, come on, I'm ready.
Isn't Captain Marvel ready? Like a solar storm in herself, you know?
No, she's got a Tesseract in her.
A Tesla rack.
She got a Tesseract.
Elon got a knife. Why did I say that?
He hasn't been sharing that with the world.
He has not.
Tesla rack.
With some special ones.
I knew I should keep messing. I was like, wow.
How you love you like large.
Did y'all know that? And this is not one of those. Is it real stories? It is real. Interstate 19 that runs from Arizona to New Mexico is in metric unit mile markers. It's in kilometers.
And they play it not on the daylight savings either. Are they?
A kilometer and a kilometer?
No, there's no difference.
It's just how you say it. Like idiot.
It's the correct way to pronounce it.
It's a pronunciation.
Is it pronunciation?
You know,
potato.
If somebody Which one?
The one that y'all were raving on.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have raved so much.
I like going to raves.
You know, police officers really get discouraged when you follow the kilometers, when you go kilometers, miles per hour versus.
Oh, you try to argue in the kilometers when they're looking for miles per hour. Yeah.
Well, what you do is when they pull up, you top 90.
Yes.
I mean, that's English, but just say a boot.
I don't have a flappy head, though.
Talk about English, you know, measurements. Does Great Britain use English or do they use metric?
They're metric.
First of all, they use English.
No,
English isn't a measurement.
I'm saying English measurements, standard. But do they use
imperial?
Imperial and metric.
Yeah.
Us, and there's one other country that use imperial.
It seems like they would use imperial since they got the, you know, royal family. Yeah, they're in royal family.
So, but
probably Darth Vader is imperial.
Next countries: United States, Liberia, and Myanmar.
Okay. Yeah. Everything else is mill. I mean,
but like, so I'll say this: using Fahrenheit versus Celsius.
Yeah.
I mean, Fahrenheit makes more sense.
Oh, so the UK does use miles and pints. However, they're mostly metric. Okay.
Okay. UK use miles. But
both. No, pint was imperial.
I did it. I did too.
Pints imperial.
See, all I think is beer.
Because there's two pints in a quart, Jamie.
It's not even 10 of something. Yeah, they're not tens.
But like two cups and a pint.
Fahrenheit makes more sense to me.
Well, but
no, it don't mean.
In every other measurement, metric is actually way easier to work in
once
you get used to.
Except for temperature.
Temperature, no, it's perfect. 100 below and zero freezing. No, there's no cleaner than that.
The Fahrenheit works.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about killing folks, but they're getting a fight over it.
Fahrenheit works off of how it feels to you.
But that's because that's what you're used to.
It's what 100 degrees. If you're scaled 1 to 100, that's pretty
tough. Yeah, but you would get used to like 45 feeling like 100 if you were taught in Celsius.
Am I the idiot?
No, if you were taught in Celsius, if you grew up in Celsius.
But 32 being the freezing point of water makes no sense. Like, that's just a random number. Because zero works so much better.
Does it?
Yes.
Why?
That's absolute.
Absolute, yeah, zero.
I mean, I will say Celsius, you know, zero is freezing and 100 is boiling.
Yes.
I do agree that that's easier. Well, for
that. No. Okay, so what's the boiling point in Fahrenheit?
212.
212.
You weren't supposed to help me. Jamie,
people in here, we're going to know this.
I know, but Jamie.
You think I know what boiling point was?
No, I didn't.
No,
you
didn't. Jamie would.
So, there's a restaurant named Boiling
Point. Yeah, little did I know that this little talk was going to escalate.
There's a flag supposedly sitting on the moon, and it was set there by a country that uses imperial.
I'll be willing to bet you, though, to get there, they use metric. Measurements to get there.
No, so like,
guaranteed.
Mathematically, metric makes more sense.
And I'm going to tell you the hardest thing to do, though, is when you're in the business and when you have your own little world, you can do either one. But when you start venturing out and you're dealing with customers and things, and they're using imperial, you're using metric, and tons will get you every time because there's a metric ton, which is 2,000 kilos,
and
that's 2,200 something,
2,200 pounds.
And then there's a light ton,
mm-hmm.
A light ton,
or
drug dealers use
kilos. It's you start talking tons,
it'll get you too.
It'll get you kilos.
That's how it's hard. Drug dealers use.
Metric is. I can prove it's more valuable. How many times have you lost a 10-millimeter socket? Like this, I can't find one.
Ever. I have like 20.
Look, I've lost every millimeter socket.
But Jamie probably used a lot of quarter-inch stuff.
Look, if my imperial sockets don't fit, I beat them on there. I force it.
He uses
that's such imperialistic.
That's why I'm called imperial.
I beat him with a submission. I take the hole out of it.
You're such an imperialist. You're probably
not.
Look, he's going to take his imperial system and head to Greenland. He's going to Greenland and he's going to change every metric mile to a kilometer to a mile.
The only trouble I've ever had with that system is when I'm in a different country and I'm trying to control like what my air is on.
Oh yeah, that's
heat is on in the
but you know,
room. I don't know. It'll be like you're on 19. I have no idea.
Okay,
what is 19? Like that's probably cold.
And you know, even 20 years ago, that was difficult. But now with cell phones, actually, people don't even have to know how to convert from one to the other anymore because you just ask. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. You can just
have to
ask
it anymore.
No, you don't. Ask. Hey Siri, how many kilometers in mile? It's that simple.
I was expecting somebody's phone to respond.
Actually, it should have been mine.
So I will tell y'all now, I do know this. I know why we drive on the opposite side of the road than them.
Why is that? I'm curious.
So there was a wagon that had a brake on the left side of the wagon. It was a really wide wagon. So they would had a brake there, so the traffic would go that direction, so you could pass each other on the other braking side. And our wagon distance is set off of rail tracks.
I always feel like it should be that way. The reason why it was is that way it puts the per driving closer to traffic,
which makes sense.
That makes sense.
Something else. You guys been to Europe? Any of Donnie maybe?
So, no.
Well, in Georgia,
I watched Euro Trip.
Because in Europe, though, their buildings, especially in the old buildings, are with parts for wagons to get through, and that's why a lot of the cars have trouble getting through because those buildings are really, really old. They're the same way.
They are. They're super old.
Yeah, I thought they had a bunch of small ass cars over there.
They do, but that's why, because it was built for the wagon.
Well, me and you, Wes, would get one of the things. Well, no, we wouldn't. No.
We wouldn't get there. We'd have a second car. Second, third car.
Yeah, one of them cars would get inside of us.
Yeah. We'd throw it on our back.
South Africa, they go the opposite. They do the opposite.
So they go north.
The Bahamas.
In Jordan, they did the same, which really surprised me.
The Bahamas, any of those British.
Well, in Jordan, they're dunking on everybody, though.
That
dude, in Jordan, they will turn a three-lane interstate into seven.
All right, Bill Belichick, he did not get voted in on his first time for the Hall of Fame.
Travesty.
Whether you like him or not, there's some shady.
So now people say it. They're talking about now removing these people from the voting.
I think, you know, I mean, Tom left, and he really didn't do that well. But you can't. That doesn't take away.
Didn't he make the playoffs with Cam Newton? Dude, he got really close.
That guy killed it every year.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Look, this is a travesty.
So it's a travesty. What is the biggest whiff in Hall of Fame?
Pete Rose.
Mark McGuire, Pete Rose. Yeah.
Pete Rose.
Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
He should have been. Pete Rose. Mostly baseball.
So mine's baseball, too. But they have a reason why they didn't pick them.
As a manager, he should have been in.
Barry Bonds.
Pete Rose. As a player, it's the
biggest travesty in Hall of Fame.
Because he betted as a manager.
Yes. And for no reason. Like, I mean, when I say no reason, like all these other guys have a scandal with them.
Yes.
Don Mattingly is not
in Hall of Fame. Yes, no. And there's...
Yeah,
how did he not get in? I don't understand that one.
I don't know why,
because he named his daughter after.
It's past. He's no longer he'll never be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there's no reason that should happen. But Pete Rose, if I'm building a baseball team, like
he's in there somewhere.
He is on my baseball
team. Well, they were going to put him in there posthumously, but they refused.
I'm sorry, I only voted for myself. You're putting money on your team. Otani. His interpreter.
When Otani can speak perfectly good English.
Yeah.
An interpreter.
Suddenly forgot to speak English.
Wes, if I ever get in trouble, it's going to be my interpreter, and you're going to be my interpreter.
Okay, sure. I'm fine with that.
I'm going to speak some language no one else
can. West knees, yes.
Oscars. Does anybody care about the Oscars?
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What is Oscars for movies?
For the movies. Sinners scored 16 Oscars.
Oh, yes. Sinners was a really good movie.
It is good. I've heard it's not.
Oh, it is excellent.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
Sinners.
It's got quarterback's wife in it.
Quarterback's wife.
What's his face?
And it got the Black Panther dude in it.
Bill's quarterback.
No, yeah. It's Bill's wife.
The bad guy. Warmonger.
Yeah, he's Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's Bill's quarterback? Josh Allen's wife.
It's a vampire movie, right?
Yes, it's a vampire movie.
Oh, it's a vampire movie.
Yeah. It's very similar to Till Dawn.
But
my man, like it then.
You're gonna like it.
But look, here's my thing: is I could you didn't have to put the vampires in there.
Way too much West.
You didn't have to put the vampires in there. I would have watched the movie they had going before the vampires even showed up, and I would watch whoever.
But that's like Dust to Dawn.
What's your favorite vampire movie? I already know mine.
Lost Boys.
Interview with a Vampire is good.
That's a fire
movie. I remember watching that.
Abraham Lincoln versus Vampires.
Transylvania is a damn good vampire movie.
It is.
Yeah, there you go.
It really is.
I like Abraham Lincoln versus Vampires. That's a great movie.
Isn't it Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
That's good. It's actually a good movie. It has good actors in it.
Does Twilight count?
Yeah, it's a
vampire. Does it count?
Very vampires, but
you know what, Gary, you've seen them all.
I've seen them all.
Hey, we got some birthday shout outs. Emma.
Emma. Happy birthday, Emma. We've also got somebody that just celebrated a birthday.
Somebody turned 51.
They're sitting right here with us.
Turned 51.
I did.
Yes.
But no, yeah,
I am. Hey, what are you in Celsius?
Yes. What's your Celsius?
How old are you in Celsius?
I'm
going to give my age in metric. Wait a minute. I'm in imperial shit.
I think I can remember the equation to convert.
Gary, I'm glad you said centers was pretty good. We got another birthday coming up. Jamie is in.
Jamie, Father Fortenberry.
Six days.
Okay, so we'll do another live.
How old do you have to be eligible for Pope? I know there's one age limit for a president, but for Pope, is there
another limit?
I thought there was.
I will challenge the rule.
I think you should. As a person of the cloth, you know.
Yes. And
y'all imagine the smoke rising and Jamie stepping out there?
It'd be fuchsia.
It wouldn't be color smoke. It'd be skunkish.
It'd be red for the hogs.
He kisses a baby.
Yeah.
But all the
mouth. I'll be getting the women checking babies.
12-year-old in Duffel, Belgium. Police found a 12-year-old driving. His dad admitted he was too drunk.
That is
possible. The 12-year-old said he was too drunk.
No, the dad.
That's highly responsible.
And he said, "Here, 12-year-old, drive me around." That sounds like it's
old enough to reach the pedals, old enough to drive.
That sounds like a story I've heard one of us tell. I don't know who though.
My boy's 12. Oh, I think he just really drive me home from here.
I think they all can. The kids these days, I
know. Sam could have driven me from.
I could drive.
So what do you charge him with?
Well, he's driving underage and dad for being.
Bring what?
Drunk.
Is the kid's lobby drunk? Take any mobster, he's underage driving.
I don't know if y'all saw the news story. It's been a bad dad. It's bad people, bad parents. Did y'all see the.
No one said that was a bad parent.
You're
putting words on there.
Okay. But anyway, on my own.
Gary would have killed him as an infant. But
he would have.
Look, Gary would have still been driving because he wouldn't have a child to drive around.
View from the government, Wes, I would do anything.
Gary would have got the DWI.
But the baby fell out the car and like mom jumped out and put the baby back in and took off. I don't know where this happened. It was like a 9-month-old baby.
I was going to say, so what was supposed to happen?
How fast was the car going?
It went around the curve. The baby just fell out of the car. There's video of it.
Yeah, hold on. We're gonna go into the West Vortex here.
Yes. Okay.
So West, where did this occur?
I don't know. Exactly. I saw it on social media.
I didn't see it.
I saw the video.
So, the witness.
We're gonna start these new West rules because we're gonna do a whole segment, the West Vortex.
Jamie, I'm gonna have notes over here on a little
vortex of West.
So I can tell you,
are you sure it was 9-month-old?
Yes.
You sure it wasn't a small person that just fell out?
No, it was a baby.
It was a little woman
car. Fell out. She was at red light and turned. The baby fell out. She stopped. The car stopped behind her, and she backed up and picked the baby up, threw it the car, took off.
What is she supposed to?
I feel like if the imperial system did work in age, it would be by months. So like you would be 652 months.
You know what? You're right.
I think so. I think I am right.
I'm making all my age in months.
You know what? That's not bad. I'll start doing
that's
the same.
Good.
So like 51 years old times 12 months.
Oh God, please don't do this.
That would be 72 months.
That's
20 months.
I have to use way too much mind power when they say. Oh, she's 18 months. I'm like,
I'm breastfeed. I'm 400 months.
But your story has spurred another story that I've heard once before from Jamie is that this occurred in his truck one time going around a curve. It was a teenager. Yes. Was it the white truck that
it was the white truck.
The locking mechanism of the truck.
I had a 51 Chevy pickup. It was chopped, dropped, and shaved. And when they shaved it, they didn't necessarily get the locking mechanism right on that.
She flew straight out.
Yeah, I had two girls beside me. And
Jackie was also a teenager at this time, just clarifying.
Hey, do you remember Glenn banking me when, I know it's important. When his Ford, his blue Ford truck, I reckon blue Ford truck, bringing it from Vivian.
I don't remember the thing you were driving.
Look, he had me driving that blue Ford, that old blue Ford. Remember, he's going to redo it. He's trying to redo it.
That's what I tried to. I tried to ride the unicycle.
Yes. Yes, it was. Anyway, I was driving.
How old were you?
16.
Oh.
I was old enough to drive, but it didn't have a back end on it at all. Like, no back end.
Two wheels.
Yeah. And he had a milk crate, a 5-gallon bucket. I was sitting on a 5-gallon bucket, and the steering wheel was a pair of pliers.
You're making this up.
No, I am not. I'm not. And I was driving, I hit a bump, and the bucket fell out from under me, collapsed under me, and I ran off in the ditch.
What I'm gonna say,
he though, spanked me for not paying attention.
I'm gonna say this.
I was.
You're doing it.
Now, this was a truck with no seats.
Or steering wheel.
Yeah, and a
pair of pliers.
Pair of pliers.
Yes.
Channel locks.
Okay. So. Oh, well, no excuses.
But he was so mad at me, y'all. He was.
There was furious. No power steering, man.
Oh no, not at all. It didn't have a hood on the truck.
Wheel with a channel locks, no power steering.
I'm telling you,
that takes a grip. I gotta tell you that right now.
What is it?
But yeah, the bucket collapsed and I just ran right off in the ditch. I couldn't see. I was trying to get stand back up.
I wonder why that bucket collapsed.
I'm a big boy.
The fact that standing up in a vehicle occurred to him.
Hey, if he would have stood up, he would have had he was standing on the bucket. That's a part of him telling us.
He couldn't see over the steering wheel. The real story was he stood on the bucket so he could see over the steering wheel.
That's what it was. He fell off the bucket.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go into, and then we got to get into the real heat.
I'll tell one more story, my child. Right. So, our stepdad would not replace anything if it broke down.
Yeah, no.
So, our push mower, the handle you let go of it quit working. Mm-hmm. So, you had to turn the mower off by pulling the spark plug. You didn't reach down there and pull the cable off the spark plug.
Get a little shock.
Yes, I got
it. By the end of the day, when it was all said and done, the handle was broke. We had a rope pulling his mower around the yard. And she had to undo it.
Was you wrapped around your waist?
Yeah, yes.
You would even pull, we had a pull mower, and you would have to turn it off on. Plugging the spark plug.
And we'd argue on whose turn it was.
I'm going to assure you, AI is going to have a video of you and Wes pulling a mower.
You pay some kid $10 to mow your yard. They pull up with that lawnmower, standing on a bucket, driving with some channel locks.
But, Jamie, have you ever told a story about the shed and the riding lawnmower?
That's a long one.
Yes. That's a good one.
You got to tell it. Wes can't tell
it. Wes, you got to tell it.
Can I tell a story about Jamie's stepdad? So, this man. If Jamie's dog or the dog took a dump in the house, this man would go over with his bare hand and pick the turd up and throw it away.
He raw dogs it.
Bare hand. You wash your hands.
He ain't wasting no paper towel, toilet paper, nothing like that. He bare hand raw dog that thing.
That's not childish story. Who
will not? I thought you had one more.
Yeah,
we'll save it. Y'all ready to talk about some laws, whether they're real or not?
Yes.
Now look, these may be redoing a couple of them. Let's see. Mispronouncing Arkansas is illegal. Did we already touch
on that? We did that last time. Yes.
In Washington, it's illegal to harass Bigfoot.
Yes.
I would say yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
$100,000. What's the beef jerky commercial?
We should be accepting a mythical.
What's it called? Creature. What's the tagline?
I can't remember. Don't mess with squash.
Yeah, something. The beef jerky.
Squash.
Wacky out there. This is Oregon. A mandatory quiet hour for houseplants. You cannot run a vacuum between 3 feet of a potted plant between 1 and 3 p.m. to avoid botanical stress.
No. I'm going to say yes because I'm trying to grow that green ganja.
No.
I'm going to say yes. Yes. People upset in the plane. Upset in the plane.
It's made up.
I think it's a bad idea.
How about this one, Jamie? Alaska, you can't be drunk in a bar. You can't be drunk in a bar, guys.
In a bar?
In a bar. You can't be drunk in Alaska in a bar.
Well, I know in New Orleans, I thought you have been too drunk.
Yeah, I know that for a fact.
Too drunk.
I'm going to say that drunk. One's true.
I'll say it's true.
I don't like it, but it's true.
I'm going to say that's true. True. I'm going to say true.
Okay, it is true. Yeah. It's illegal to knowingly remain in a bar while intoxicated, and they actually enforce it.
So when you unknowingly are in a bar.
They're drunk in public.
No. In Georgia, you must eat fried chicken with your hands. Is that real or false?
I would say real. That sounds like something's real.
I'm gonna say it's false.
I'm gonna say it's false.
That's too specific.
That's true. That just sounds like something
too specific. False. Would do.
False.
Georgia, Gainesville, eating fried chicken any other way than with your hands is illegal. It's technically illegal. Yeah.
That's just
let me ask y'all a legal question. This is Donna's in here with us. If you pick
up a
lady of the night.
Yes.
And she's an undercover agent.
Okay.
Is she required to fulfill her duties by contract before she can arrest you?
No.
Why? That breaches contracts.
If you drop a contract.
Oh, God.
But they got handshake on.
There's
got
to be a verbal
what
agreement.
What if you wrote up a contract and also says that you cannot arrest me due to this contract? Would that be?
Got him.
Would that be? If she signed that? Put that in there.
If the contract's not, it's null and void because it's elective.
But it's notary in the back seat, so
it's null void.
It'll be like a really old lady.
She said, "Let me notarize that in my stamp."
Shaggy takes
a whole new meaning to the tramp stamp. You know?
Yeah. I think by law, the officer should fulfill her duties before they arrest
you. Because then you're definitely
I'm guilty. Like, Your Honor, she's there in the bamboo.
You see her in civil
court. That'd be hilarious.
I think it's the small claims court.
She did not fulfill her end of the
contract. Although that would be hilarious if you got arrested for that and then you did take her to civil court. Yes. And be like, sir, she owes me $20.
Based on the small claim, sir, we can sell it for $20
or she can fill a duty right here on the court with a bail of what?
I mean, that really, I bet you can find a judge that would.
You could find a judge.
They found a judge in the best looks to let a NBA player back on the team.
That's true. How about this law in South Carolina? Ghost tours must carry spirit insurance.
Oh.
In case guests experiment paranormal disturbance.
Oh. I'm going to say yes, because I think you could claim that and win.
I'm going to say yes.
Which is silly. But
and where in New Orleans?
South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina? So they're messed up, too. Yeah. They have
vampires. I'm going to be the lone no. I'll be the lone no.
Wes is a genius.
Wes is a genius.
I'm getting way better at making these up. In Hawaii, mandatory cloud appreciation minute. Outdoor events must pause for 1 minute every hour to acknowledge the
culture. Every hour?
No, 1 minute, any event to acknowledge the cultural beauty of sky formation. Nah. All right, one more here.
Not too much. What's
that? Yeah, because the government wants you looking in the clouds and eating chemtrails. So.
Don't look up.
In Germany, illegal to run out of gas on the Autobahn.
Yes.
You're going to get a ticket for that.
They go fast. Right, they don't want you to get, like, stopping.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to get a ticket.
Any state system, you have illegal to run out.
They'll put a sticker on your car for sitting there too long, you know? And it's hard to take off.
It's hard to take off the sticker, or after the sticker's on, it's hard for your car to take off?
Both.
How do you know?
Both.
It found the plugs.
Let's
see. I've been waiting to get off into this one. This is either going to be a 2-second conversation or it's going to list. Look, over the weekend, Minnesota, Minneapolis. I've never heard people talking about Minneapolis or Minnesota as much as they have now. Well, first, we had the Somali daycares, the Pirates. Yeah, that was years ago. Yeah. They all moved.
things and everybody
I got a problem with it.
But now you got all these people out there that sent ICE into Minneapolis. Apprehend felons that are mm-hmm. illegal, and then felons also are non, because it's non-documented, undocumented migrants. But over the weekend, there was another shooting. Unravel with this one. So, we are not experts by any means.
First things
but,
first, yep. me and Scott had a discussion over this.
Yeah.
Public.
Yes.
A private chat.
And a private chat.
The still pic is terrible.
The still, all right. So
the what?
The still picture is terrible.
Everyone out there has seen this still picture of what it, what Jamie said looks like an execution of this person.
Yes, and, I'm the first person to make that conclusion.
And he stated that he normally backs up the blue.
No, I typically always back blue, even when they're wrong.
Even when they're wrong.
I'll tell you this. This is what, there were seven officers. How could seven officers not subdue one person?
And you stated that it could be a training issue because anyone off the street can come and be an ICE agent. I'm
going to ask because the part person for it. Donnie, get to your compadre. So, boy.
A crazy person.
If we have Bill Cosby on the force, absolutely. We can subdue. No, I don't know. I haven't seen the videos. I don't. Dude, things I've seen. I've seen everything from what you said to that could have went off. There could have been a shot. So that elevates everything at this point. If you've already shot, then there's a good chance you're about to. And he got shot eventually. A guy took it from him apparently at some point. But all that in the chaos of the moment is hard to realize sometimes. But I would like to think with proper training, we could have took that guy. Front story, I don't know.
Could you in 640 pounds soaking wet?
95% of the time, 98% of the time, probably yes.
Jamie, them are the dangerous people. The 140 pounders, they're the dangerous because they are squirmy, they are fast, they are.
This guy was none of the above.
But do you
situations, even shootings, and it's. Man, it's hard to say, like, one little thing goes different or goes a different direction in the situation.
Yeah, this is terrible. The whole thing's terrible.
So, you see a video that, like, the good lady that got shot, there was multiple videos of that one incident, and every video shows where she was in the wrong.
So, was the guy in the wrong for having a gun?
No,
at the event.
No,
but now I don't think
he was smart.
I don't think the guy was in the wrong for having a gun. No. I think the guy was in the wrong for addressing officers and getting in a spat having a gun.
Like, he has the constitutional right to carry a gun,
no doubt.
But then also, you also have the wherewithal to not take a gun to a protest and then try to be combative with officers.
So it's the combative part. The second you are combative with the police, they realize you have a weapon, everything changes at this point.
But
you're going to get hurt in one form, fashion, or another because it's going
to
get violent.
But if there's a bank robbery in Marion, and I try to jump out there in front of who they are accusing of robbing this bank and trying to arrest him, if I jump out there in front of him, am I not putting myself out there to get shot? You know, and they don't know who I am, and I'm trying to block them off. Am I not going to?
No, I don't think you should get shot.
Yeah, block the police. Keep them from, don't arrest him. Don't arrest him. No.
You wouldn't be shot. You'd be arrested.
Yeah, plus a lot of shots go.
But if I got a gun on me, now put a gun on me. If I've got a gun on me and I say, don't arrest this dude.
So ultimately, that's where the text came to is, were they justified in this issue?
There's not enough out there.
If you want me to be honest with them, it's what? Write the report and what they
perceive. Yeah. I agree.
So the guy writes the report and the guy that shot this guy had up in his hand. I saw it in the midst of everything that happened. He heard the shot go off, and you know, so he shoots this guy. That's gonna it's gonna be justified.
I don't know if there's enough video evidence to. The report will be what they have.
Like me and Jamie were saying, Jamie's like, this guy is guilty, or the ICE officer is guilty based on this story.
Bottom line, play dumb games, win dumb prizes.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. And their job right now is what they call, I'm going to say some cool term that these young ones say, click farming is what they be doing right now.
Yes.
They're trying to push.
We tried that. It don't work.
Yeah.
We get banned.
Yeah. But click farming, that's what the protests are. They're trying to push ICE officers to the limit to make a mistake. So that's what they're trying to do.
Is there a culture on the liberal side that they willingly become martyrs to push the cause? Because that's the way it looks.
I don't think some of these people understand that they'll be martyrs, though.
Now, this is an interesting conversation.
This is this guy's second altercation with the officer in a week. He had broken weird ribs from like a week ago.
What
was his name?
Nice officer.
This guy.
Okay, but the question I have more general. In your life, are you really that mad about an ICE agent kicking out some illegals that you're going to go put your life on the line to keep them from being kicked out?
If you pay me enough money, maybe.
Yeah, no. This is a disease.
I think
liberalism is a disease.
I don't know if it's a disease. It's a mental disorder. I mean,
I think liberalism just happens to be the name of it. But what in your life would drive you to the point to pick this the heel? Exactly.
Kids. I mean,
so think of a time similar to this event, a story I can tell. Like, I'm not worried about that. So we had me and another officer chase a guy into an auto zone one time, an armed guy.
I mean, parts.
He had to do a battery check, you know?
So the guy's got a weapon on him. He runs into an auto zone. I think it was an auto zone. We go in. The guy pulls his gun, right? So in the midst of all of this, somehow he ends up dropping the gun, right? But the other officer that's pursuing him initially doesn't realize this. So he's the one that's put hands on him. The guy drops the gun. I see the gun. I kick it away from us. So at that point, the other officer pulls his gun because he thinks this guy still has a gun. Yeah. Almost shoots the guy.
No, that's 100%.
But we're able to communicate that, hey, it's, you know, this happened, so we just arrest the guy.
But this is happening in
this guy, yeah, thing. You're talking about split second decisions.
So like, let's go back
what this guy saw, the other is the guy drawing the weapon, and he's in his mind, he's thinking this guy's about to shoot me. He doesn't realize the guy dropped.
So let's go to the good lady that got shot.
So it's hard to
the cop that pulled they shot her. Every day they have all these still photos where look, he was not in harm's way. When he drew his weapon, he was in harm's way.
It feels like he was more in harm's way than
this person. This person, I can agree. This is more argumentative.
The good lady, but
they want it to be.
No. This is what they're striving
for. Yeah, that's what they want.
They're striving for
So what you're suggesting here, because I think someone said martyr the other day, that Preddy, I think it's April.
Yeah, they want to be martyrs.
He wanted to be a martyr. Because until today, who knew who Preddy was?
All I heard was these ICE officers are pretty good at shooting.
yes, pretty good.
So this sounds terrible, right? But the second someone approaches you and you're a cop at violence, I think cops used to have a culture of when you approach with that type of violence, we met it with more violence,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you approach in that manner and you're putting hands on us physically, we're going to hurt you.
Well, but remember, these guys have now been a month.
I would much rather me be really violent with you and put my hands on you or hit you in the face, something.
And make it home at the end of the night.
George Floyd, thank
you. When you make it home to your family every night.
These officers have been under attack for months.
And that's, like, believe it or not, that's a huge difference. Yeah. So from a PR standpoint, it looks terrible when a cop hits someone. Mm-hmm. But you meet violence with violence. And if you do that, a lot of times it solves a problem. So mm-hmm. we're really violent with this guy. We put tons of hands on him. We hurt him. Yes,
okay, but
he's arrested now.
He's alive.
Look,
George Floyd,
I promise you, I'm going to end on something
it's
a lot
hard
lighter.
To look back
on. We're going to end on something a lot lighter. But is Minnesota going to be the start of the Civil War? Is this an insurrection we got going
on? I don't think we'll ever have a Civil War. I think Americans are too lazy.
I don't think we will.
That's simple.
Mm-hmm.
Americans are too lazy for a Civil War.
The right versus left and all that. Conservatives will sit on our asses until the Civil War has almost ended before we do anything.
Exactly.
Because we will get up and go to work. We'll sit our lazy asses. We'll go drink beer. We'll have a good time. Meanwhile, the liberals are at war. Organized. They're at war, and we're not.
Because conservatives, a lot of us in here, I would say we consider ourselves conservatives or, you know, something like that.
Libertarian at war.
Yeah. But our concern lies more with our family.
Yeah,
we're anything else. We're family first.
So look, I mean, the other side of the war, we're not.
We're not. That's they're problem. Concerned about other things. They're thinking about other ideas. We're concerned about a family. If our family is doing fine, we're fine. We don't care. Yeah. We're not.
That's also the reason we're gonna wake up home to a bag of shit one day.
That's what's gonna happen.
Sit on our doorstep.
It is.
All right. Let's go back. Let's get a little bit lighter here.
All right. Roll. Ready for this?
Let's go back to the. And then I'll tell y'all about a series that I have found. Oh, let me ask. Did you guys finish Landman?
I haven't either.
Go home tonight. You'll call in tomorrow and you'll finish.
You watch Fallout too? You can watch Fallout.
I don't watch Fallout. I'm behind on Fallout.
I'm behind
on what's the one to kill? Hey,
you been taking a good show to watch? You like good barbecue?
Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Stranger Things. I'll bet you. Wait,
his and hers.
I'll tell you,
watch
that guy seems like he's using like playing the same person as from Walking Dead.
No, it seems like he's playing the same character, but you have to pay attention.
Okay, so do you guys ever watch?
Like your, I love DR.
Noah Wiley from
DR. Yes, the pit.
The
pit. It's awesome.
I started watching it.
So you Monday didn't know Wiley's but, best show
hold
done.
But hold on.
The librarian.
Let me finish my pit. You remember the movie 24?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was 24 hours in a day.
Yep, that's how this is.
The pit is, it's one shift is a season.
Oh,
it's
I love
an Tom hour Tom. Of every day is in the ER, and it is damn good. Damn good, I promise.
So, yeah, you. The librarian was one of the best shows.
I never watched it, but I knew he was in it.
It was like the modern Indiana Jones.
All right. I'm going to go through the Oscar nominations. Ooh. If y'all seen any of these movies.
Okay.
Actor in a leading role, Timothy mm-hmm. Chalamet for Marty Supreme.
Nope. No, I know.
Marty Supreme.
Marty would love that. He'd watch Strike. He would.
Leonardo DiCaprio, one battle after another. I saw that.
I don't think it was that good.
It was a horrible movie, and it was so pure liberal.
Ethan Hawke for Blue Moon.
Never heard any.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I hadn't heard
that's
that.
Good beverage. What
about like Eden Hawk, though. Eden Hawk.
Michael B. Jordan for Sinners.
Wonderful.
Did y'all know? I'm going to back up to Ethan Hawk. Did you know that girl in Stranger Things is his daughter?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. The lesbian girl.
The lesbian girl.
Oh, yeah. That's Ethan Hawk.
Uh-huh. And what's her face? Girl from Kill Bill's daughter.
Uma Thurman.
That's her daughter.
Wagner Mora for The Secret Agent. Had y'all heard of any of those? I'd heard of One Battle After Another and Sinners. That's
no, I watched One Battle After Another. It was not a good movie.
I think you got to be high when you watch it.
What movie? What show?
One Battle After Another.
No, I haven't seen
it. Everybody talked about how good it was.
The ending was terrible.
The beginning was terrible. The middle was terrible.
How about these?
It was super liberal.
Yeah. Actors in supporting role, Benicio Del Toro for One Battle After Another.
Okay, he was good in that movie. I enjoyed his role.
That was a good role. He did good.
Jacob Elordi for Frankenstein. That's on Netflix.
That's on my one to watch.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
Delroy Lindo for Sinners. One Battle After Another. Sean Penn.
Sean Penn was good.
So I'm gonna say this. I didn't think that was a good character, but Sean Penn is Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's kind of like Jason Statham. He's the same in every movie.
No.
I mean,
look, what I'm saying, he's one of the best.
Jamie, did you root for him in that movie at all? I did a lot. No, like, I was like, oh yeah, get him.
Rio to be in more of it. He should have been the main character.
Yeah.
Let's see best movie. Let's see.
But it's one of them. Like, I had to watch it. Like, I had to Google it instead of Sean Penn because I thought it was.
Yeah.
Best picture, Begonia. That's on Amazon.
Never seen it.
F1. I think I may have seen that.
F1, I've heard of.
Is that the racing movie?
Yeah. I'm not a big F1 fan. Never have been.
I think it's got a. Who was that? Was on Roseanne?
Brad Pitt's in it.
Good.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah. The old man teaching the young guy. Yeah.
Frankenstein. Hamnet.
To watch this.
Marty Supreme. One Bad Doctor. Another. The Secret Agent. Sentimental Value. Sinners and Train Dreams.
Sinners is the only one I've seen.
Train Dreams is on Netflix right now.
Where can I see Sinners at?
It's on, is it Prime?
And Prime.
It's on Prime. Okay.
I think it's on Prime, but you may have to pay for it.
No, I think it's Prime. I think it's from Prime.
It's
either Prime or Paramount, but I'm pretty sure it's Prime.
Hey, speaking of Prime and Amazon, I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
I ordered Raiders yesterday.
Off of Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Let's go to Walmart.
Let's go to Walmart and grab it.
And I'm gonna pair a lot. I'm gonna look good.
You go and grab them, and you're like, okay, I can see how these and they look good.
I've got bifocals.
That's because you buy.
I buy a lot of crap.
I got the yellow ones, blue ones, red ones coming.
Well, that's nice.
Hey, are they the ones that.
No.
Oh, come on. They need to be the ones that's coming to half. And
so you are like 48, aren't you?
I'm 44. 44, yeah.
You just now need bifocal or Raiders? Normally Raiders hit around 40.
It's not bad, but like I can't see that.
That's everybody. You got to hold it around and have enough light. Hold it away and have enough light.
See, when I turn 40,
is it too close to expect rated?
Yeah.
I finally got
to find out I needed readers.
Well, I'm blurry right here. Now I need
readers. I'll say I'm blurry right here.
Close. Yeah, that's a little closer. Right there. Okay. What are you trying to do?
So not only now you're blind, colorblind, and
so I can say that's perfect.
You see, Jamie wants to drink it and read it at the same time. That's what it sounds like.
I saw this. This was the coolest thing ever. Something you can do at home. All the listeners. You gotta do this at home. Oh, so, did you have an optic nerve in the back of your eye?
I hope so.
I hope so.
But that's how your eye is attached.
Mm-hmm.
So the optic nerve causes a blind spot.
Yes, it does.
Adapts and overcurves.
Okay.
So you can take a sheet of paper
with the X and you.
Yep.
Yeah.
You put the three stars on it.
Yeah.
And so if you sit there and you take the take your hand, you watch the dot, or you close one eye, watch the X, and you'll get it to a point. That dot will disappear, and that's where your optic nerve is.
We did this at like seventh grade.
You're so full of like
uses. Yes.
So that's the reason I never been on a find a Waldo because I
where is my optic nerve.
Waldo.
He's sitting in our optic nerve.
I'm not sure what button to hit.
Oh, Martin's not here.
You
can't hit the
button. Don't ask Wes hit the button. It'll be the wrong button.
Let's see.
What was the volume change?
No.
I think it's this one.
What is it?
No button.
No button.
We don't know.
Yeah. All right. Part words then.
Look, you know, love dropping nerve and hate liberal.
Stay cool and go to school.
Marty.
Oh, Lord. So I just here and look at the camera if I'm Marty. But no, y'all like, subscribe. We love y'all.
All right, guys, like us, love us, hate us. We don't give a damn as long as you tell everybody about us.
We gone.